Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is, why do you keep relying on fickle people? Why do you keep relying or putting your trust in fickle or unstable people? And our scripture for today comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 8. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in to Morning Motivation with me. Number one, you can call in live at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss it live, number two, you can hear the recording posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following this podcast itself on Blog Talk Radio. And there's a link to do so on my feelthefire.com website. Now, everything else you need to know about me, prior sermons, my bio, reaching out to me for your church or event, contacting me, all of that can be done, as well as hearing prior Morning Motivation podcast on the website. Just go to feelthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 8, and I'm reading from the KJV. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let me read that again, and I want you to listen to it now. A double-minded man, two-faced man, undecisive man or woman, person with no backbone, no morals, a person who likes to pander to everyone, who plays both sides of the fence, if you will, is unstable in all his ways, like a jellyfish. Unable to make decisions, prone to change, to fail, prone to give way, prone to sudden changes of mind, unbalanced, deranged, disturbed in all, hallelujah, every one of his or her ways. Come on and praise the Lord. Wasn't that powerful? For the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Why do you keep relying on fickle people? Today is also day 28 of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, wherein we are ushering in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. So with me having said that today is day 28, meaning that we started at day 100 on September 23rd, which is also my birthday, and we've been counting down until we get to day number one, that means that there are only 27 more days left in 2017. So why would you be wasting your valuable time, your precious time, by putting your trust in untrustworthy people? Surely you want to exit this year and enter next year better than how you entered 2017. Surely you want to exit this day and wake up tomorrow with tomorrow being a better day than this day. And part of the process of doing that is beginning to truly assess and evaluate yourself, how you are conducting yourself, who you are surrounding yourself with, and whom you're putting your trust in. Ooh, isn't that powerful? You see, we're at the last 1 month or the last month of this challenge. And in the last 2 weeks of the challenge coming up, the last 2 weeks of December, I'm going to have to teach you in detail how to write out or help you write out your vision statement for 2018. And I've given you some foundational teachings on this last month. So if you've missed those, just go back to feeldfire.com and listen to those. So as we're getting ready to write the vision for you, I this week will focus on your behaviors in relation to internally what you're doing with yourself that is non-productive. And then the following week, we will focus on your external environment, all those things that are non-productive. Because in order for you to write a vision statement that you can actually put into application, in order for you to really change your life and live out the best days of your life as God has ordained, you got to deal with some issues. Hallelujah. Yeah. Just like I had to deal with some issues. So the scripture we read talked about the fact that when you're relying on indecisive people, you really can't do anything but expect to get what you're getting. I once knew a man who was wanting to date me, and he had been married twice. And he said to me, the first marriage, he cheated on his wife, and she left him. The second marriage, he said, well, I was just going through something. He'd experienced the death in his family of someone whom he really loved, and he was just not in his best frame of mind. So he was dating this woman, and I think they moved in together. I can't remember. But within just a very short time, less than a year, they were married. He came home one day or over to her house one day, and she had this big sign up asking him, "Will you marry me?" And so he married her. And then within less than 6 months, he had divorced her. And I asked him, "Well, why did you divorce her?" And he basically said, "Well, he came to his right mind." In other words, I was going through something when I said yes. I really should not have said yes, but I was just going through it. And so I married her. Then, you know, I realized I really didn't want to be married. So he just married her. Double-minded person, undecisive, prone to change, inconsiderate of how the decisions will impact everyone else. Now, let me talk to you about this, because I'm talking about me, because I can talk about me best, and hopefully it will help you. Now, regardless of him having told me that, I entered into a relationship with him. And it wasn't long before this same indecisive unstableness or instability surfaced again. And just like he did in the first two relationships, within a very short time, I mean less than probably 2 weeks, if I can remember correctly, he was not this person, he was that person. And he didn't feel this way, he felt that way. And, you know, all of a sudden, and he was prior military, and all of a sudden, I started seeing this part of him. I mean, he'd been in combat that made me think he had PTSD. I mean, it was just so crazy. He just fluctuated in and out. And then you talk to him and, oh, yes, everything's fine. Then the following day, you couldn't talk to him for 3 or 4 days. Then you could talk to him again and, oh, it's going to be fine. And I just finally had to deal with the fact that I put my reliance, my emotions, and my trust into a fickle person. Because see, the thing about fickle people is that if you will listen to them, you will be able to know that they're fickle, because just listen to what they say. Today they love you, tomorrow they hate you. Today you're their best friend, tomorrow you're their worst enemy. Today they want to be married, tomorrow they'll never be married. Today they're someone who loves communication and is an excellent communicator, tomorrow they're ghosting you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So seeing that you only get one life on this earth, this is not a dress rehearsal. Why are you wasting your time, putting all of your time, all of your trust, all of your emotion, all of your vision, your future, your finances, all of your tears, all of your fasting and praying? Why are you giving the best of you to untrustworthy, unreliable people? I know this is tight but right, but this is what I do on Morning Motivation. I am an evangelist. My role is to exhort you to the best you. That's what evangelists do. We exhort, we inspire, we motivate, we come in and pull you out of the icky, rocky mire that you have put yourself in, because we know that God has better for you. So you cannot put your time into relying on fickle people. Today they love you on social media. Tomorrow they're talking about you and throwing out innuendos. You know, fickle people are not really those people who are just going to be direct. They're not going to just tell you how they really feel. No, they're going to cast out an innuendo and hope you see yourself in it. They're fickle. They're prone to change. You don't have time for that kind of stuff. Even in your relationship, even if you're married, and if your spouse is a fickle person, or if you are a fickle person, you got to get this stuff right. You got to get it together. Instability only produces more instability, which only results in more instability, which only creates a pattern of instability, which only produces for you an unstable life. A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all his ways. No fickle person is good to be around, whether it's you or me. No fickle person is good to put your trust in. Now, I got to hurry up because we don't have but 15 minutes on Morning Motivation. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 15, the Lord says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot, but I would that you were cold or hot. In other words, make a decision, stand for something, be on one side. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. See, you can't put your trust and fickle people who are neither hot nor cold. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. You don't know who they really are. They have no core. Whether it be in your home, your church, politics, whether it be with your friends, you got to remove the clutter of unstable or unstable people from around you, because they will cloud your life. Psalm 31 and 1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Because you are not fickle, God. You are the same. You are the only perfect being. So I put my trust in you. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I put my trust in you, Lord. Joshua 24, 15. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. I put my trust in you, God. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in thee, Lord, with all thine heart. And lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I put my trust in you, Lord. You see, in the book of Luke and in the book of John, the Bible talks about when Peter began to deny the Lord Jesus, and the Lord had told him, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. And what did Peter say? Oh, no, Lord. I will never deny you. But yes, he did it. See, when Peter felt like his life was threatened, his security was threatened, then he denied the Lord. Now, the great thing about that, though, is that Peter was rehabilitated to become one of the greatest apostles. So if you are fickle, God can rehabilitate you today. If you don't know how to communicate, how to be direct, how to tell people where you stand, you don't have to be rude, you don't have to be 100, you don't have to be aggressive, but you can articulate your point well with a smile. You can protect yourself and those you love. You can set appropriate boundaries so that you don't put your trust in fickle people. Come on and praise the Lord. I got to go into prayer. Just praise him, praise him. Father, I come in Jesus' name. We ask the forgiveness of our sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew within us right spirits. Oh, Lord, help us to put our trust in you. Help us to put our trust in you. Help us to rely on you because you are God. You do not change. Help us, Father, to understand that when someone shows us who they are, we must believe it, whether we want to accept it or not. If they show us they are a liar, we have to deal with that. If they show us they are an abuser, then we need to protect ourselves accordingly. If they show us that they have no emotion, no empathy, if they show us that they are obnoxious or rude or annoying, if they show us that they are an unbeliever, if this is what they show us by their conduct, then we have to understand that we don't have the ability to change them. That only comes from you. So then we must say, they showed me who they are. I have to deal with that. I have to believe them. And because they have shown me characteristics that are ungodly, not just an isolated incident, but a pattern of ungodly behavior and conduct, I cannot put my trust nor reliance in the fickleness of their nature. Help us, Lord, to learn that we must protect ourselves and those we love, surround ourselves with good people, and that we must be good people through the blood of Christ. And, Father, that we must be willing to accept that unstable people are not good for us, even when it hurts us to have to deal with that truth. Now, Father, I come in agreement with all those listening now, those who will listen later today, those with whom they will share it, those who are participating in the last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. Father, that this day we are going to plant some stability in our lives. We are going to exit today and enter tomorrow in a much better fashion. We're going to exit 2017 and enter into 2018 as a much better person, changing lives, changing our own lives and the lives of those around us. As we go throughout this day, help us, Lord. In Jesus' name, I come in agreement with them. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, I will not be relying on fickle people. Say it again, and I got to end with our altar call and then your daily task. Say it again. I will not rely on nor put my trust in fickle people, even if that's me. Hallelujah. If you are not saved, or if you're backslidden, repeat after me. I'm going to give you, we're going to do an altar call, then I'll end with your assignment for today. Father, I come in Jesus' name, asking the forgiveness of every sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church, attending Sunday school, Bible study. You're tuned in at 6:30 a.m. live with me for morning motivation, or you are hearing the recording posted after 8 a.m. at feelthefire.com or following Rossi Williams on Facebook. Make sure that you are praying and that you are surrounding yourself so that you can grow in the Lord. Now, our topic for today is, why do you keep relying on fickle people? Day 28 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. Your task for today is to plant stability. And the way you will do that is to evaluate everybody in your life, including you, and really just think back over the last 30 days. Have these people been there for you? Have they been, lopsided? Have they been teeter-tottering? Have they just been fickle? And if they are fickle people, you're either going to have to let them know that things have to change. You can no longer keep them in your life if they're going to conduct themselves that way. Or if they're people you can't get rid of because it's family or even yourself, then what you're going to have to do is have the discussion of why does this instability exists, and do what is necessary to fix it. Plant stability in your life today. Please share this broadcast with at least 3 people. Send them to feelthefire.com. They can listen even from cell phones and tablets. Our song for today is My Help Coming from the Lord by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I'm going to have a special guest on tomorrow. Make sure you tune in live. All right, go to feelthefire.com.